My next guest is a Chicago writer, a writer who, when going through the process of getting his work published, decided, you know what? Enough of this. I'm going to start my own company. Like many of his peers, Jerry Brennan was left with a bitter taste in his mouth about how the traditional publishing industry treats writers. So he set out to become an independent publisher. Today, Tortoise Books is representing the works of independent writers from around the country, from right here in Chicago. The former Columbia University student has now run Tortoise for coming up on 6 years now. And this Friday, we'll be in Conversations at Bookends and Beginnings in Evanston. The event is called Writing for the Material, and it'll feature Jerry with authors Zoe Zolbrod and Christine Sneed. Sneed was on this program, and just recently her book, The Virginity of Famous Men, was acquired by Tortoise. Jerry Brennan is here tonight, and we're going to talk about the business of publishing. Jerry, great to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Justin. Thanks.
So, yeah, I mean, is that accurate? Is that an accurate story to say that you were a writer and you went through the traditional publishing channels and said, enough of this, I'm going to do it myself?
Pretty much, yeah. It was a long, involved process. What ended up happening was, you know, I had classmates from journalism school who had been traditionally published, and, you know, I had been querying agents with query letters and not getting any responses until I actually reached out to, you know, these friend of a friend type people. And then all of a sudden, this manuscript that I hadn't been getting any responses from, all of a sudden agents were getting back to me and like, oh, this is great. Like, this thing is in tremendous shape. We never see manuscripts that are in this good a shape. But still, nothing was happening with it. And so 2012, I decided at some point, you know, you need to just get stuff off your desk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my gut told me there were other people that were in my same situation.
Predicament. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to think about all the independent writers who have similar stories probably come out of the woodwork about just the frustrations that go along with publishing. And I don't think a lot of people know it. I mean, I think there's a correlation to the music industry and perhaps maybe the television or Hollywood that you have to pitch and there's a major publishing industry and a lot that goes into that. But let's talk about that, because if you go to your about page and you say who you are or who we are at Tortoise Books, you essentially say, has this ever happened to you? And you do a great summary of what usually happens when writers try to submit their work.
Yeah, and what I've come to realize, too, after doing this is not only is it first-time authors who end up frustrated, it's people who have been traditionally published in many cases. You know, if they don't earn out their advance or meet somebody's preconceived notions of what their sales should be, they end up having a hard time with subsequent projects. And it's, you know, there's a lot of people that just haven't found their niche in the traditional marketplace. And, you know, you understand it after a while. You mentioned movie stuff. I actually went to a screenwriting pitch fest in Hollywood, and the guy said, you know, the way people get fired in this business is by saying yes to something they should have said no to. Because, like, anybody can say no to Harry Potter and then, you know, a couple years later, oh, who would have thought, you know?
Right.
But if somebody says yes to something that loses a lot of money, and if they keep doing that, eventually they're going to be out of a job. So
no, that's interesting. So it's the same concept when it comes to the traditional publishing route. They always say the joke in Hollywood is, before I say anything about this script, did anyone else like it? You know, that's the idea. Oh, great. What are other people saying about it? I mean, is that the same concept when it comes to the publishing industry? There's a fear of missing missing out or missing the mark when it comes to projects?
Oh, certainly. And I think in all entertainment, there's a certain, you know, you kind of look around for validation from other people. You know, they've done these studies where they'll put a violinist from the orchestra like down on the subway and people don't stop to listen just because they don't think, oh, this is somebody who's been validated, who's good at what they do. And so, yeah, in publishing, it's the same thing. It's like you know, people get burned by failure. You know, it's psychology to remember failure more than success. So, you know, people in the industry, they get gun shy, and it's kind of understandable. So
you're a writer. I mean, when you started out and you were at this point in 2012 and you said, I really want to, I'm just going to start my own publishing company. Was that always a goal of yours? I mean, to get into the publishing industry?
It wasn't really, but I, you know, you know, you got to listen to that inner voice sometimes. And the inner voice was kind of telling me, like, you know, don't just let this be about yourself. You know, there's going to be other people. And you know, I've grown to get to that point. You know, I think as a writer, it's very easy to have that solitary vision of success. And even then, you know, you're dependent on readers, you're dependent on people to talk enthusiastically about your work. So the solitary thing is really an illusion, because if nobody reads you, then, right, you know, you're a crazy person who just scribbles on your notepad or whatever. But yeah, you know, somehow I had that vision to start something that was bigger than me, and, you know, and it really has become that over the last 6 years.
You know, for the 6 years, do you now, what I really love, and we'll talk about this as well coming up here in the segment, but what I really love about your work is the blog and the site. You're very transparent with what it takes to run a publishing company. Well, you're talking about the writers conference that you just got back from, and you were talking about how much money it takes to get a table at the writers conference to sell your wares, and recognizing that the actual benefit, the cost benefit, don't line up, meaning it costs this much money, but you only made this much money in sales. And you go through the formula of that. There's something great. But as a publisher now, do you see a little bit more what the traditional publishing industry is doing behind the curtain that maybe you didn't know as a writer?
Oh, certainly, yeah. Like you really get a sense for, you know, how big of a promotional push, you know, the traditional industry can do. You know, and if you're out there and you can get that kind of support from the traditional industry, I'll be the first to tell you, like, by all means, go for it. I mean, somebody was telling me this weekend that a traditional book with a big promotional push, they'll send out 3,000 free copies, yeah, to, you know, and I mean, we're, you know, we haven't sold 3,000 copies of any of our books yet, you know, let alone being big enough to send out 3,000 for free, you know. So you do get a sense of, like, yeah, what's behind the curtain and all that. So yes.
Jerry Brennan's my guest. He is the guy behind Tortoise Books. He's going to be at the Bookends and Beginnings this Friday night. The event is called Writing for the Material. It's going to feature Jerry with authors Zoe Zolbrod and Christine Sneed. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back, and continue the conversation here with Jerry. So stay with us. It's a Download 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here. Jerry Brennan in studio. He is the man behind Tortoise Books. We're talking about independent publishing, why he got into the business as a writer who really had trouble with the publishing industry at large. And it's changed so much over the years. Determined to start his own company, and he's been doing it for 6 years here in Chicago. Where do you get your authors?
Well, one of my visions for the company was to just accept blind submissions and read query letters and
do all the things that usually the authors don't get from the industry.
Exactly. So it is a mix now of submissions through the website and people that I meet around the local scene, and, you know, people who hear about us from other ways.
How does Tortoise different than, say, the big publishers in New York City? I mean, obviously, you're both publishing books.
Yeah.
But what separates you from them?
I like to think we give more care and attention than most publishers do. We try to even, you know, respond to the things that we're rejecting with detailed feedback and kind of give people a sense of, like, you know, whether they were close to the mark or whether they missed it by a long shot. And, you know, in just general, try to treat people better than the traditional industry.
For you to be transparent about what it takes to run a publishing company, how much does the business rely on paying writers and making sure you're fair when it comes to what the writers are compensated with by being on Tortoise?
Well, it all comes down to fairness. Like, people know when you're treating them well or poorly. And frankly, nowadays, people can go directly to Amazon and, you know, they know that Amazon will pay them reliably, you know, even if they're not earning a lot. You know, Amazon pays like clockwork.
So you don't even have to be in a, you could self-publish and go straight to Amazon?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah. So, and a lot of people do that. But that's the problem, is everybody knows some friend at their office who's just crossing something off their bucket list and putting out some, you know, typo-riddled book.
For you, you know, when I mentioned earlier the idea of the writers' conference this weekend, where you put a table up and you talk about it in the blog, but how much? What do you have to do as a publishing company? Is it just accepting submissions and printing books, or do you have to every week you got to be in a different spot and you have to continue to promote the work? Talk about what it takes to be a good publisher.
Well, the very humbling thing about being any kind of small business owner is you realize you have to wear a lot of hats and get out of your comfort zone a lot. You know, you have to be your own business development person. You have to be your own accountant and your own tax person and whatnot. And, there's a lot of it that's, you know, at the end of every month, like going through the bank statement, looking at all the money we've received and figuring out, all right, what came from what author and what do we need to pay out to that author based on that. So, yeah, just a lot
How many authors do you have on Taurus?
We've put out 17 books. I think it's about 12 or 13 authors, but yeah, so right about there.
I mean, it's such an interesting story because obviously we've seen the disintegration of the music industry as we knew it. The same with Hollywood. It's all fragmented. Is it the same with the publishing industry? Has it gone through the same changes in the last 20 years that the other forms of entertainment have?
Oh, it certainly has. You've seen, I think Borders going bankrupt was a big deal. Barnes & Noble, a lot of people are, you know, speculating about how long they're going to last. Yeah, it's a very fragmented industry. The percentage of sales from traditional published books has been going down, and our percentages
are
going up.
But why? I mean, because platforms may have changed, but you still got to pay for a book if you're going to get it on an online version. So what? Why is it actually going down? Because more people are taking the cheaper alternative when it comes to the platform?
There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of speculation. I saw an interesting interview with the president of Simon & Schuster, who said, you know, my biggest fear is, you know, competition from mobile devices, frankly, because, you know, people can read stuff on their phones nowadays rather than buying a book. So I do try to pay attention to, you know, what traditional industry people are seeing and what they know, because, you know, they're smart people, you know.
Well, not only, I mean, I always think of the music industry because I think it's similar, but you've seen, and you put on your writer's hat at this point, but you've seen as the industry shrank and major labels started to recognize that people were getting the music for free, or now it was all singles and not albums, and you're no longer getting $17.99 for the whole package, they started to take it out on artists. Musicians got paid less. A great interview we had on here with the guys from Def Leppard who were on, who said they didn't go on iTunes for so many years because the offer they got from their record company Universal or whatever, Geffen, or which I forgot which one was them.
Yeah.
They were made because of the sales of Def Leppard. And so they came back and said, we'll give you 19 cents on every download. And they said, that's crazy. I mean, is that the same concept that's happening as the money shrinks? Are artists, are authors, are writers getting less for the work that they may have done the same 10, 15 years before?
Oh, certainly. I mean, that's been a big topic of conversation in the industry, is advances drying up, you know, people not getting the same size of advances that they would have gotten in the past. So that's certainly a part of, the author dissatisfaction with the industry. Yeah.
And so, and a lot of times you can come in, like I know that, you know, some of the authors that you have are because they became frustrated with the industry, or maybe they were on major publishers and they said, this is not working out for me. I don't feel like they care. I'm here. I'm not getting what I thought I was going to get. And you're able to come in and give them at least a platform to publish their work.
Yeah, exactly. We had, our third outside author had a book on St. Martin's Press, which is a pretty big New York press. And, you know, he just wasn't getting, wasn't getting the support for another book and wasn't really happy with them necessarily. So, you know, people want to feel, you know, I wish we could give people, you know, the kind of advances that the industry gives them, but, you know, we can at least show people that they're important and, listen to their concerns and work collaboratively with them. And we've made some pretty good books doing that.
Okay, so I'll give you a minute or two here to just explain give me the last three that you put out.
Well, in addition to Christine Sneed's book, we put out...
And that's
out,
the paperback version, because that's Virginity of Famous Men, which we had her on for that heart. That was a major publisher she was on.
Yeah. Yeah. We picked up the paperback rights from her publisher, because her publisher was kind of dragging their feet about putting out a paperback. The book before that, Gunmetal Blue by Joe Peterson, local author, tremendously talented guy. I actually met him at a bookstore reading, and I kind of prospected him a little bit because, he was a friend and I liked him and liked his work. In this book, Kirkus Reviews, which is one of the industry trades, said, read this book and said Joe was one of Chicago's you know, best kept secrets. They said one of the Windy City's best kept secrets.
That's great.
And Bob Hartley's book we'll talk about. He pitched his book through the website, and we've still been looking for some of the Chicago coverage, but he's got coverage from his Pittsburgh papers. He's an expat living in Pittsburgh, and his book North and Central is just an amazing book. It continues to sell. We don't need to worry about a bookstore deciding not to carry it because, you know, those concerns are kind of going away nowadays.
Well, it's fascinating. Tortoise Books is the place to find all that. You can find it online. And in studio tonight, Jerry Brennan. He is going to be on stage as part of an event, a conversation at Bookends and Beginnings in Evanston. The event's called Writing for the Material. Jerry will be with authors Zoe Zolbrod and Christine Sneed on Friday, coming up here at Bookends and Beginning in Evanston. Jerry, great to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
And good luck with the Tortoise.
Thank you very much.